This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Aero Friedrichshafen. Today, Kistrel and Eclipse Aerospace announced they are joining together to form a new company called One Aviation. Alan Klappmeyer, the company's new CEO, was here at Aero, and I caught up with him for a few minutes to find out more about their plans.
The idea behind One Aviation is how do we put together a company, a structure, a set of products so that it makes sense for all of these different constituencies. One would be the customers. How do you have the right products? How do you deal with them properly? How do you make sure that you've got the marketing, education, sales, and support work and more products helps? The second, obviously, is inside the company from a manufacturing point of view, and you have some obvious synergies such as HR and IT and you know, purchasing, where you don't need lots of different people to do that. You need people who are really good at it. But what we were just talking about was the financial side of what does this do. It helps rationalize it for the financial community about how the costs are divided and how you improve the profitability and the financial health. From my point of view, and my point of view towards the financial industry, is that what this does is give us more choices and more independence so that we can say, this is our plan, we're going to go execute this. If you're interested in participating, we'd love to have you on board. But if not, we're going to go do this, and that's what One Aviation will be about.
So does this mean that Kestrel will be relocating to Albuquerque?
No, the Eclipse is an aluminum airplane, and so the facilities there are really ideally suited for the Eclipse airplane. Plus, we expect to ramp up production over time, and so that will largely use up their facilities. The Kestrel being composite, autoclaves in a different kind of tooling environment, clean room type of humidity-controlled, environmentally controlled facility will be different. And therefore, it doesn't need to be in Albuquerque and probably wouldn't be in Albuquerque because we have a number of other choices. We'll keep our facility in Maine. We'll certainly be keeping the people that we have in Wisconsin there in Superior, the engineering team. We may end up building the airplane in Superior. That was at one point the plan. We may end up doing it elsewhere. We've been, you know, disappointed that some of the things we had hoped to do with the state of Wisconsin didn't happen. So we're going to look at alternatives. We're not at the point where that's the decision that needs to be made.
Yeah, so as far as these synergies go, they don't really extend to the manufacturing part. That's two separate projects.
No, they do extend to the manufacturing part. It's just that not necessarily the pieces that say they have to be in the same location. So at Cirrus, we would have Duluth and Grand Forks. There's that other small company, Boeing, that's right, yeah. They build parts all over the country and ship them to assembly locations in either South Carolina or the Seattle area. So there's a lot of different ways that you put together the pieces from a logical manufacturing point of view. Cost is part of it. Workforce and HR reasons are part of it. You know, proximity to vendors. There are a lot of things to consider.
So anything else you can tell me about what happens now?
Well, I think what happens now will be, you know, this gradual change in people's understanding. So they start thinking One Aviation is about one company with different product lines. We'll have a Eclipse product line, which is already in production, and I've been flying it lately and I'm extremely impressed, obviously. The Kestrel, which is still in development. Some other projects and companies that we're talking to about other similar products that would fit in. And so that will gradually evolve in front of people, and then I hope that people say, now I understand, I get it, this is positive.
So are you thinking there are some others, maybe small companies that also have a small product line, one or two aircraft that might sort of join forces with you?
I certainly think that the rationale is there to do that. I'm not sure necessarily who or when that would happen, but you know, clearly what our strategic vision is, and when I say our, I include Mason Holland and Ken Ross on the formerly Eclipse side, and certainly the people on the Kestrel side that have been my partners for years. We agree that this is the right path to go on for all of us, and now we have to figure out what are the right steps on that path.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.